Peace, beloveds, and welcome to Opinionated and Enlightened with your girl, Moon Goddess B. Here, I offer prophetic energetic guidance for the collective through whatever means the divine sees fit. So settle in, and if you found this recording, welcome home. Okay, so today, surprisingly enough, I have to talk about Easter, which is a little bit shocking. I've seen a lot of things about Easter as well, including why the date keeps changing. I'm going to talk about that. If you've been wondering why the date changes, that's reason enough to stick around. But, you know, first I want to talk about what we're not going to talk about, okay? We will not be talking about the death and rebirth of Yeshua. We're not. You guys have heard that story time and time again, and again, as we've talked about before, we're talking about the energetic experience of things, right? So we're not going to be talking about that, because what we're really talking about is the energy of Easter and why, whether or not you believe, whether or not you're of the Christian faith, whether or not you believe in Yeshua, that will not be pertinent for this particular discussion. Next, we're not going to talk about whether or not there's foundation in paganism for Easter, for lots of different reasons, the main of which is because I've found that most people call paganism anything that is not a derivative of Christianity. So when people say that, I'm like, okay, and what does that mean that's different from what it means in any other sense of the term? So we are not going to talk about that. And we are damn sure not going to talk about bunnies or candies. We're not going to talk about, any of those things. We are going to talk about how Easter is an energetic representation of rebirth. So whether or not you believe that Yeshua was a real person, I'm not sure how a person can be spiritual and not at least identify with the energy of what Easter represents. And as I said in previous episodes, most people have decided what they don't believe, but they haven't replaced it with deciding what they do believe. So we know how I feel about that. So we're going to talk it through and see if, again, this is not something saying, hey, you need to be celebrating Easter. I'm simply saying, don't ignore the energy of something just because of what it represents based on what you've been told in the Matrix. So that's a very brief and broad summary of what we're going to talk about today. But as I said, I really want to get out of the way why the date changes, so that you're not sitting here thinking about that the whole time we're talking, because that is typically an argument or a debate or something that I see discussed often. So Easter can really happen pretty much any date, well, any Sunday between March 22nd and April 25th. And the reason for that is because the date of Passover changes every year, and that's what Easter is connected to, because it's all based on the lunar calendar, because that's what the Jewish calendar is based off of. And Easter is linked to that, to Passover, to some degree. Now, the Christian calendar is actually tied in to the solar calendar, and the timing of major holidays and stuff always have to do with the seasons and basically with light, if that makes sense. So it's kind of the same thing with Christmas being right around the winter solstice. It's like the point in using that date for Christmas even is because it's around the winter solstice, and people often say that the light of the world arrives. So it represents the birth of the Christ. So it's always known as the Paschal full moon, and that occurs right after the spring equinox. So just like Christmas occurs right around the winter solstice, Easter is going to happen on that full moon, that first full moon right after the spring equinox. I hope I explained that well. So that is the reason that it can really fall anywhere between March 22nd and April 25th. And there's even, like, if you go online and look, they talk about, like, what dates does it usually fall on? What dates does it rarely fall on? And why that happens. So again, I really just want to talk about the energy surrounding these dates. So if you've been wondering, why does the date change? That is why the date changes. There's, of course, a lot of nuance mixed in there. I'm keeping this as basic as possible because I just wanted to provide a very basic explanation of why the date is always different so that we're not distracted by that. So for the people listening to this, you've been in something of a spiritual journey or awakening, and you really understand that the human experience can be understood a bit better by understanding the way the planets, the stars, and really the entire universe can impact human behavior. What I don't want to do is go into the thick of the astrology at the moment, but I really do implore you to research it for yourself, especially for 2024, because we are seeing some different energetic representation at play here. So I'm just going to keep it really basic and explain why this energy can be beneficial to anyone, regardless to what your belief systems are. I know you're starting to see a theme here in the episodes that you've been, and that's kind of the point in all of this. I really want people to understand that now is really a time to where we understand exactly how to utilize energy, how to utilize the things that have been provided to us by the divine so that we can navigate this human experience and not making it so complex. Again, I'm not saying that belief systems are not necessary at all. I'm simply saying that you need to understand exactly what your belief system is in order to know how you're going to work with this energy. So a lot of the time, I'm telling you what you're experiencing and what the energy is doing so that you can then go back, do whatever work is necessary so that with this new understanding of the energy, you know how you personally and individually need to work through it. So remember when I said that Easter is the first full moon after the spring equinox? Well, full moons carry the energy of release. It's really a time for reflection and preparing yourself for what's to come. So if the sun represents spirit, source, the divine, whatever term you use, the creator, and the moon represents the physical as well as the astral or we could say emotional body, then we use the full moon to receive all of the light that it has to offer. We have this increased divine awareness of our connection to source, and therefore it can be utilized in a more impactful and a more helpful way. So basically it's like the new moon is more about subconscious shadow and those things that we can work through until we can get to the full moon where all of the shadow is now illuminated and we can fully receive the insights from whatever we learned during the shadow experience. So that's why you see it going, that progression, that gentle, very slow progression from new moon to full moon and vice versa. In this energy, it is often active for a few days before or a few days prior. It could be one day before or one day prior. It really just depends on the moon itself and the energy of the moon that we're experiencing, because every moon experience is different. So we really have to know how we're working through it. So add this to the fact that all of this is happening under the energy of the spring equinox, which represents what? It represents birth. It represents renewal. It represents growth. And your spirit is really awakening during this time with new ideas, maybe some new dreams or having different dream space experiences. And if you work this energy right, you will start to receive new visions and new missions for your life, especially now. When I tell you that this energy that we're working with in 2024 is unlike anything that we've ever experienced, and hopefully different than anything we'll ever have to experience again, we're really climbing up a very sensitive, intense, impactful, meaningful, human experience altering hump right now. It's really more of a mountain. So that's why we really see the fullness of the bloom of the plants in the spring. And this year, I know there's been a lot of jokes about the groundhog and how he was wrong about whether spring was going to show up early, because in a lot of the places where we actually experience all four seasons, and I'm in Ohio, so sometimes we get all four seasons in one day, for it to have still been as cold as it was here, we are still seeing a spring bloom that's happening 3 weeks earlier than it typically happens. So that just goes to show the difference of the impact of this particular energy in this particular year. Now, I'm not saying that there have never been other early spring blooms. I'm just saying that, first of all, I don't believe in coincidence. That's a first of all. Second of all, I understand that the culmination of all this energy is literally creating a different human experience right before our eyes. And if we're not careful and learning how to work with this energy, then we could find ourselves slow down, getting left behind for a certain period of time, and really not being able to experience this huge leap, this great reset in the way that we're meant to experience it. And I really want to prevent that from happening to you. Now, I'm absolutely certain that there's somebody, if you're still here, I don't know, who's listened to this and is still like, yeah, I don't care about none of that. I'm still not celebrating it. I want you to know that, again, as I said before, that's fine. For me personally, y'all know I very rarely go into my specific belief systems, but I will tell you one thing, because I know that energy reigns supreme, source reigns supreme, as in source of energy. I celebrate all of them. If this is like a new year, I celebrate all of the new years, whether it's the Gregorian new year of January the 1st, whether it is the lunar new year, or whether it's the spring equinox that I'm celebrating as a 3 year, or I'm sorry, as a new year. I was thinking about the three different things that I celebrate. But I mean, if you think about it, think about how we've just explained the full moon and what that represents. You know what I'm saying? So could the new moon be considered a new year in essence of itself too? I celebrate every full or every new moon as if there's a new year. But if we have this energy of the collective that are all contributing, whether it's somebody who believes the same thing as you or not, there is that energy that you can tap into when people are doing the whole new year, new me. And there'll be people usually on social media who are like, oh, I'm tired of people doing this, or this isn't even a real new year, or this isn't even, regardless to all of that, it holds the energy to where there is a portion of the collective that is feeding this new year energy. So why would I not take advantage of that particular energy when it's available? The same with the lunar new year. That's not something that is typically widely celebrated. It's something that I celebrate because there is a collective of individuals who are infusing that time with new year energy. And it's like, why would I not take advantage of that culmination of such a beautiful energy and utilize it to my own benefit as well? And then, of course, the same with the spring the spring equinox, which is also a little bit more widely celebrated. But I really just behoove you to consider the fact that regardless to what your particular belief system may be, regardless to how you feel about how and why everyone is celebrating the holiday that they choose to celebrate, I implore you to celebrate the energy of the experience, celebrate the energy that's being infused in the collective, and take advantage of that and utilize it in a way that can be beneficial to you, instead of doing the exact opposite, which is usually a lot of judgment, disdain for the people who may be celebrating the one that you don't see fit. It's like, if you could just ignore them people and celebrate the energy of the experience, then you're really putting yourself in a position to where you can truly hear what's being said to you, instead of being so mindful of what the collective is experiencing, like each individually as individuals. And if you notice, and if you follow me, then you've heard me talk about soulfulness. I went into it into one of the previous episodes. I'll be brief here. Soulfulness is a term that I first learned about from Eon Levan Zandt. And it's really in figuring out exactly what you need to be able to progress, to be able to move forward, to be able to experience your own personal desired reality. Yes, we are going to be we're going to notice if we allow ourselves, we're going to be impacted by the experience of the collective. But I really am using this information to explain to you that it's very possible to pull whatever you need to utilize for your own personal growth and human experience without condemning, berating, or feeling judgmental about the way that someone else chooses to experience their energy. Because at the end of the day, if we are all one, then all we simply want is for the people who are part of specifically like our collective, the people who are trying to explore their spirituality, the people that are trying to connect to source and figure out how their human experience can benefit from that connection is it's key. That's the only way that I can put it. It's key that you learn, you recognize, and you understand that. And understand that it's not always about being right. Like, I feel like a lot of the collective spends a lot of time and energy trying to debate about who's right. And if I'm worried about me, and if I'm in this phase of selffulness, I really don't have the time, energy, desire, or inclination to know or care what it is that you have going on. I care about whether you are feeling well, whether you're vibrating high, and the ultimately care about that is not even just about you. It's about me knowing that what you're experiencing and what you're feeling is contributing to the collective. And I know that if I can raise the collective vibration, then I can have a better human experience without having all of that noise from the matrix being something that's creating issues within for me. So I really hope you guys found this hopeful. Ooh, I like that. That was a slip of the tongue. Was that a Freudian slip? I hope that you found this helpful. I pray that this touched you in some sort of way that maybe you've never been touched before. I pray that you find ways to enjoy the human experience and to not just be frustrated by the things that are not going as you feel that they should go. I pray that you utilize this energy to begin anew and that you understand that whatever happened previously, whatever happened before, it doesn't matter now, as long as you're doing the work to move forward and to shape your human experience and decide exactly what you feel like you want to experience. And I pray that all of that is done in connection and in relationship with Source. All right, that's it. I think I might have a tagline. I think I might. And I'm even gonna say what it is here now, because I'll have to explain where it comes from. So I know this episode was a surprise. It was one for me too. I didn't know I was going to have to do it, but by the next episode, I'm going to have me a tagline. So until next time, I'll see y'all. Thank you so much for joining me today and for receiving this message. I am not currently accepting personal readings, but I do look forward to continuing to be a vessel for the divine in this and other ways. I pray that you've gleaned some clarity from this message, and you can find Opinionated and Enlightened on all major platforms as well as YouTube. Peace.